ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ Let us read all 18 mantras together. Om Ishavasyam Idagam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyan Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bhunjitha मा गृध कस्य श्रद्धनम् कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि जिजीविषेच्छतरुम् समाः एवम् त्वयि नान्यथेतोऽस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे असूया नाम ते लोकाः अन्धेन तमसा वृताः तागुंस्ते प्रेत्याभिगच्छन्ति ये केचात्महनो जनाः अनेजदेकम् मनसो जवीयः नैनद्देवा आप्नुवन् पूर्वमर्षत् तद्धावतोऽन्यानत्येति तिष्ठत्तस्मिन्नपो मातरिष्वादधाति तदेजति तन्नैजति तद्दूरे तद्वन्तिके tadantarasya sarvasya tado sarvasyasya bahyatah yastu sarvani bhutani atmanyevanu pashyati sarvabhuteshu chatmanam tato navijugupsate yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhudvijanatah tatra ko moha kashokah ekatvamanupashyatah sapariyaga chukram akaya mauranam asna viragam shuddhamapapaviddham kavirmanishi paribhu swayambhu yatha tathyatorthan vyadadhachashvatibhyas samabhyah andham tamah pravishanti ye avidyamupasate tato bhoya ivate tamo yavu vidyayagam rataha anyadevahuravidyaya anyadahuravidyaya iti shushrumadhiranam yenastadvicha chakshire vidyancha avidyancha yastadvedo bhayagumsaha avidyaya mrityam tetva vidyaya mrutamashnute andham tamah pravishanti ye asambhoti mupasate tato bhoya ivate tamoya usambhutyamrataha anyadevahuhu sambhavat anyadahura sambhavat iti shushrumadhiranam enastadvicha chakshire asambhutincha vinashancha yastadvedobhayagumsaha vinashena mrityum tetva asambhutyamrutamashnute hiranmayena patrena satyasyapihitam mukham tattvam pushanna pavruna satyadharmaya drishtaye pushanne karshe yama surya prajapatya vyauharashmin samuhatejaha yatte rupam kalyanatamam tatte pashyami yosavaso purushasohamasmi vayuranilam amrutam athedam bhasmantam shariram om krato smara kritagam smara krato smara kritagam smara agneenaya supatha raye asman agneenaya supatha raye asman vishwani deva vayunani vidvan yuyodhyasmajjuhuranamenah bhuishthante nama uktim vidhema. Now we have little more bhashyam portion to be completed. Hopefully we will finish by tomorrow morning. I could have finished it even now, but I want to take more time to make few things clear. What is this Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary about? He wants to make this fact very clear. Atma Jnanam or Paramatma Jnanam and Karma, action or performance of ritual, cannot be, need not be combined. We read so many mantras and combinations, synthesis. But there, synthesis of karma and upasana, both are activities. Or synthesis of two meditations, both are mental activities. That is possible. But jnanam and karma cannot, jnanam and karma cannot be combined. So jnana karma samuchayaha is not possible. When I say jnana karma samuchayaha is not possible, you can never combine karma with jnanam. The question should arise, for what? What should we not combine knowledge and karma for? Next question should be there. What is jnanam for? Which jnanam? Paramatma jnanam. Atma ekatva vijnanam. Let us use the words Bhagavad Pada used in his commentary in this mantra, in this bhashya. Atma ekatva vijnanam. Jnanam, vijnanam mean the same here. Oneness of knowledge of the oneness of reality or self-knowledge. This knowledge, what is this knowledge for? We know this knowledge is for discovering happiness, discovering the freedom. But now we are seemingly bound. There seems to be bondage on our part. And we want freedom from this seeming bondage. Even though bondage is as though, but for us, bondage seems to be, bondage is very real. Bondage is very real for us. Bondage means what? Being limited is being bound. We feel limited. Is very real. Really speaking, this bondage which seems to be there is not really there, it's only seemingly there. To understand is there's no real bondage, and we need not attain moksha also, because moksha is already our nature, swarupa. I say our nature means nature of the reality. Essential nature of every being is freedom, which means limitlessness. So we don't need to attain it. But still, we don't feel, even though our nature is freedom, our nature is fullness and happiness, but we are not. We don't have it. It seems as though we don't have it. Therefore, this knowledge itself is for reclaiming our real nature, for taking ownership of what we are essentially already. It is not for attaining something newly, but it's only taking ownership of what is already naturally there as our own real nature. That's why jnanam for. So this jnanam need not be, cannot be combined with any karma. Why? Because Shastram emphasizes karma. The two different paths, two different committed lifestyles, two different disciplines in terms of jnana yogaha and karma yogaha have been prescribed by the Veda, Veda Shastram, Shrutihi. ప్రవృత్యాత్మకం శాస్త్రం యాజ్ వృత్త్యాత్మకం శాస్త్రం ఆర్ ప్రవృత్తి మార్గ అండ్ నివృత్తి మార్గ టూ డిసిప్లిన్స్ ఆర్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ బై ది శాస్త్రం బికాస్ వేద మాత హర్సెల్ఫ్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్స్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్స్ టూ డిసిప్లిన్స్ సో ద కన్ఫ్యూషన్ కమ్స్ ఫర్ సమ్ పీపుల్ శృతి ప్రిస్క్రైబ్స్ బోత్ కర్మ అండ్ జ్ఞానం కర్మయోగ అండ్ జ్ఞానయోగ ప్రవృత్తి మార్గ అనివృత్తి మార్గ శృతి ప్రిస్క్రైబ్స్ అల్టిమేట్లీ ఫర్ మోక్ష వి నీడ్ టు కంబైన్ బోత్ బోత్ మస్ట్ బి ఫాలోడ్ దట్స్ వై మెనీ టైమ్స్ ఐ రిపీట్ ఇన్ మై క్లాస్ క్రమ సముచ్చయ అండ్ సమ సముచ్చయ పీపుల్ థింక్ దే హ్యావ్ టు బి కంబైన్డ్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ సమ సముచ్చయ అండ్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ ఫాలోయింగ్ బోత్ యాక్చువల్లీ శాస్త్రం సేస్ దే హ్యావ్ టు బి ఫాలోడ్ సీక్వెన్షియలీ క్రమ సముచ్చయ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ సమ సముచ్చయ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ క్రమ సముచ్చయ sequential combination is possible but simultaneous combination is not possible simultaneously synthesizing the simultaneous synthesis is not possible let me make it very clear I'm going to make you see the very the old example what I gave in the very beginning of my class do you remember this example I gave you how it is possible for someone to mistake the rope for a snake remember this example there is rope or wire You have to remember all these, what all is said in the class, I won't repeat today. Just to make it clear again, what you need for moksha, only jnanam. For moksha, you need nothing but jnanam. Because jnanam and moksha are not even two different things. Even though we say jnanam is the means, mokshaha is the end, jnanam sadhanam, mokshaha sadhyaha, we say, really speaking, they are identical. Knowledge itself is freedom. After attainment of knowledge, nothing needs to be done. No special experience is possible. We think we're all interested in having some experience. I want to experience self. I want to realize self. We want to have some experience. And self-knowledge is not an event, a particular thing which happens on a particular day, in a particular place, at a particular time. No. It is not something which happens like an event. It will be very clear. That's why this example is given. The bondage is caused by not by even direct by ignorance. Atma is never bound. Anatma also is not bound. Who is bound then? There is bondage. There is bondage. We say bondage is a notion. I am bound. I am limited is a notion. It is this entertaining notion is the bondage. There is no bondage other ways. So when you mistake the rope for a snake, and the perception of snake causes fear, because snake means snake is poisonous. If it bites, we die. So we know about snake. So the perception of snake immediately results in entertaining fear. There is a snake, immediately fear comes. And how is it possible for you to see the snake? There is some light. There is some light. That is why you are able to see the snake. There is no light at all, then you wouldn't have been able to see anything. If the real snake was there, you wouldn't have been able to see. But now there is only rope. But there is only darkness, you wouldn't have seen the rope. But there is some light, there is a dim light, there is also light, and dim light means you see it, you mistake it. But you do not know you have mistaken the rope for a snake. You do not know. Which means you do not know this error in your perception of the snake. If you know, there is no problem. You do not know. You are ignorant of your error. Not that you want to be erroneous. Intentionally, you are not erroneous. Helplessly, you are erroneous in your perception. Unfortunately, you cannot know that there is error in your perception. Now, there is a fear. Please think very clearly. What is that which causes fear? What is the cause of fear? The two causes. One is immediate cause and root cause. Immediate cause and root cause. The immediate cause, definitely snake is not the cause of your fear. Snake is not the cause of your fear. Isn't it? And what caused the fear? What caused the fear is error in our perception caused the fear. Error caused the fear. Actual cause of fear is error. Can you see this correctly? Immediate cause of the fear is error in your perception. Now what the root cause of the fear? Why there is error in your perception? Why there is error? Error is because you do not see what is. You are not able to see what exactly is. Is not being able to see, not seeing what is. Not seeing what is ignorance. Okay, not seeing what is adarshanam. Adarshanam means not seeing what is called adarshanam. That is called ajnanam. Adarshanam is ajnanam. That is the root cause. So not knowing what is the root cause of the fear. And the immediate cause of the fear is error in your perception. Not the snake. So if now you want to get rid of the fear. You want to get rid of the fear. If you have to get rid of the fear, what should you do? Suppose you sit and do any karma, any action. Now let me talk about it, okay? Now you want freedom from fear. And actually fear is caused by your erroneous perception, not by the snake. So you cannot kill the snake. You cannot destroy the snake. You cannot undo the snake. Why? There is no real snake. But in your perception, snake is. So any effort to undo the snake is what? Meaningless. Waste. Now, but somehow you have to free yourself from the hold of fear. Suppose you bring a big stick and hit it. That's one action. You keep on hitting the snake with a stick. One action. Or bring a knife and try to cut the snake, kill the snake. Any action, anything you do to kill the snake is vain effort. Vyatha. No? It's a vyatha. Vyarthaha prayatraha. Vyarthaha prayatraha. Vain effort. Now, okay, let me sit quietly in a corner and meditate. There is no snake, no snake, no snake, no snake, no snake, no snake, no snake. If you meditate, will it remove your fear? Tell me. Meditation is useful. That's a different thing. This meditation in this context. Now your goal is to free yourself from fear. You should not mix everything. In this particular context, your goal is only snake should. You don't care for snake. You want freedom from fear. You are not bothered about the snake also. You want freedom from fear. What troubles you is this fear. So if you meditate or do some other meditation, that's a manasam karma, will be of no use. Now sit and do manasa japaha. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Our Ramu will do Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Any jap, will it remove your fear? What is relevant for the situation? I'm telling you, I'm not belittling. Meditation is useful karma. Japa is very, very important karma. But with reference to that particular situation, with regard to freedom from fear, japa is of no use. Meditation is of no use. I sit and sing bhajans, bring big mridangam and everything. We'll sing loudly, we'll sing bhajans. Bring us to put 5 mics so the snake will run away from here. Let us sing. Will it remove bhajans? Sing? No. Or let me do some big aarti. Okay? Aarti. Will it remove fear? No. All these different forms of karma. No. Oh Lord, please drive away the snake. Prayer. Please drive away the snake. 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 Prayer. Will it drive away the snake? No. No action will remove the snake. Now, next question comes. Let us cook and eat. Will it remove your fear? No. Let's do some painting. Bring some colors. Let us sit and draw something. Some karma. No. Let us get all some poachers and distribute free distribution of food. Timofey, what I want to say here, whatever karma you do, all the karma you do are all good actions, but they no relevance here. Please understand, all those actions are important actions, very good actions, not meaningless actions, but they have no relevance with reference to freedom from fear. With regard to fear, no relevance. Then what is it you need here? Error has to be corrected, because there is no real snake. Unless and until the error is corrected, there is no way of resolving the fear. The fear has to be resolved means error in your perception has to be resolved. We are not belittling any karma. Please understand, prayer is very important, worship is very, very important, meditation is important. Although we should not undermine, underestimate, belittle any karma. They are all important, but for this particular problem, what you need is only correction of error in your perception. Okay, how once the error is corrected, then do you need to, after the correction is, error is corrected, error in your perception is corrected, do you need to drive the snake away? There is no real snake. Snake cannot be driven away. Don't need to drive away the snake. Error is corrected means fear has gone. But how are you going to correct the error? How are you going to know, first of all, there's error in your perception? The two things. You must know there's error in your perception because of which you are seeing the snake. Which means you must, first of all, you must know there's error in your perception, and then you can make efforts to correct the error. And how can you correct the error? Only by seeing what is robe. So seeing what is darshanam. Not seeing what is adarshanam. Seeing what is darshanam, vision. Not seeing what is adarshanam. And darshanam is knowledge, adarshanam is ignorance. So seeing what is itself is enough. What is rope. When you understand, ignorance resolves. You don't need to send the dragon somewhere away. Seeing what is knowledge. Ignorance resolves. As ignorance goes, along with the ignorance, ignorance causes error also resolves. Simultaneous, how long does it, please listen to me carefully, how long does it take for you to resolve, correct the error? What is the time distance between seeing what is and the correction of error in your perception? How long does it take? Simultaneous. Isn't it? You see what is rope, and you correct the error in a perception of what is snake, resolves. Simultaneous. When the error in a perception is resolved, and how long does it take for you to become, to be free from fear? What is the distance between see correction of error in your perception and freedom from fear? How long does it take? 10 minutes, 5 minutes, simultaneous. This is called knowledge is freedom. Understood? There's no time distance. Simultaneous. Jnanam eva mokshaha. Jnanat eva kaivalyam. Knowledge is freedom. Okay. Now once you see what is error in a perception of what is gets corrected simultaneously, the fear also resolves simultaneously. Do you see that? Simultaneous. So knowledge is freedom. Knowledge is simultaneously correction of error in your perception, and the error caused fear, everything resolves. Ignorance resolves. Ignorance caused error resolves. Error caused fear resolves. Three things simultaneously happen. Now, once the fear has gone, do you need to combine any action with the knowledge? I need to see what is. Also, I should do something else. Do you need to combine, club, any action with knowing what is rope? Do you need that? No action is required with regard to getting rid of fear. Then, after seeing, what is rope, means fear has gone, snake disappeared, error is corrected, and afterwards, do you want any experience? Do you want experience fearlessness? Do you want experience snakelessness? Do you need any experience afterwards? No experience is required. You need not do any action afterwards. It's called jnanameva phalam. This knowledge does not require any other action for the knowledge to be effective. Similarly, now understand here. When Shastram says, see, this life, world means living a life, seeing this world means duality is real. There is a duality. What is the duality here? Knower, known duality. When you say duality, we experience duality. In our perception, how the snake is in our perception, because of not seeing what is, because we do not see what is, and it is possible for us to mistake the rope for a snake. Similarly here, now this duality also, the knower known duality is. When I say duality, there is also plurality, perception of plurality, divisions and differences. Sajatiya bheda, vijatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha, all these differences are there. Differences are there. We are seeing the differences. How can we deny our experience and perception? Differences are there. Divisions are there. Plurality is there. Multiplicity is there. Duality is there. Nowhere known duality is there. And we do experience duality. We do perceive duality. So we cannot deny our perception. Our knowledge is based on our perception. That duality is, plurality is, divisions are, differences are. This knowledge is based on our perception and experience. So, what Shastra says, how real is this duality which you experience, which you perceive? Perception of duality, is real or not real? It is difficult for us to say, do you see the snake or not? I do see the snake. How can you say no? Like that, duality is very real. But how real it is, that is the problem. This duality which is perceived is not unreal. It is not, example is okay. Snake example, don't stretch too much, okay? Leave it there. This duality what we experience is not unreal. It is not unreal means what? It's not that something doesn't exist at all. Duality is there. But is it absolutely real? No. But what is seemingly real is mistaken to be absolutely real. What is seemingly real is mistaken to be absolutely real. So this perception of duality, which is neither, it is not unreal, which is not absolutely real also, it is as though real, seemingly real. That is apparent reality. But the problem is we mistake it as what? How the snake seems to be there is taken to be real snake. And this duality also, which is mistaken to be absolutely real. Very real for us. And the Shastram says, all our sufferings are because of this mistaking what is relatively, empirically real, seemingly real, to be absolutely real. So when will our problems resolve? And to resolve our problems, we do so many things. What do we do? So many things. Do that, do this, do that. There's so many things to resolve these problems. And the Shastra says, if all the problems have to be resolved, we need not do anything for resolving the problem. Isn't it? There is a fear, there is anxiety, there is unhappiness, there is sorrow, there is grief. Is it clear? And we don't like them. We want freedom from sorrow. We want freedom from suffering. We want freedom from hold of problems. We want freedom from fear, anxiety, insecurity. We do want freedom. Because as long as you feel insecure, frightened, unhappy, there's discomfort. We do seek freedom in the sense of limitation. Bondage. This is what is bondage. So how are you going to get the freedom now? So for this freedom which you are seeking, freedom from limitations, freedom from bondage, what you need is correction in your perception. Okay? The correction of error in your perception of the world. Correction of error in your perception of the world is important. That is the immediate cause. Error in your perception of the world is the immediate cause. To correct error, what do you need to do? We don't need to change anything outside. The world need not be changed. Like how you don't need to kill the snake to get rid of the fear, you don't need to correct anything in the world. No, not necessary. The error is caused by, why there is error? Because you do not know what actually is. You do not know what actually is. What is? What is that which alone is, without which nothing can be there? If there was no rope at all, you wouldn't have been able to see the snake. There must be some substratum, adhara, for you to be able to see the snake. Like that, even for you to perceive, experience duality, plurality, multiplicity, differences and divisions, which are not real, but which seem to be, which is very real in your perception, you must see what is. What is that which is? And seeing what is Sat Darshanam. What is that which alone is, always, without coming, without going, without beginning, without ending, without undergoing any changes, that which alone is, always, is Sat. Reality, the impermanent Sat. We do not know what is. Here Rop Darshanam and here Sat Darshanam. If you understand what is Sat Darshanam, if you have, because it's Adarshanam of Sat is, we do not see what is. Not seeing what is what? Sataha Adarshanam. Ignorance of what is. Is Adarshanam. And seeing what is Sat Darshanam. Once you see what is Sat, in the light of knowledge of what is, the error in your perception of duality being mistaken to be reality, the error in your perception of the world will resolve. In seeing what is, error will resolve. Seeing what is what? Darshanam, Jnanam. When Jnanam is there, error gets corrected. When the error is resolved, error caused problems, your fear will disappear, anxiety will disappear. Okay, how the perception of the errant perception of snake is resolved, snake disappeared, along with the snake caused problems also resolved. Even the perception of duality here, the duality caused all problems also will resolve. That is called freedom from bondage. Okay, and next question comes, so how can I see what is? How can I see what is? And that is where Shastram tells, that Sat, what you are searching for, by knowing which you can correct the erroneous perception of the world, that Sat is implied by the term Brahma, and Tad Brahma Tvamasi, and you are that Sat. What does it mean? What is, even though what is everywhere always, but where can you recognize that? What is has to be recognized. Is it okay? Are you all with me? I'm repeating too many times, but I have a I have an eight. I want it to be 100% convinced right now. Knowledge and freedom are identical. Because people are interested in experience. After knowing that there is no snake, you don't need to do anything. Knowledge itself is freedom. Okay? Like that here, the Shastram says, to know what is, in fact, what is, that Sat is available for recognition only as essential nature of an individual being. And you happen to be an individual being as part of the whole, and you can discover that Sat as Sat in the form of Chit. Sat in the form of Chit in your own mind as very essential nature of you, your own Swarupa. Okay? Sat with reference to ocean is water. Sat with reference to table is wood. Sat with reference to ornament is gold. What is actually Sat with reference to the whole universe? Is it clear? And that Sat with reference to whole universe is Chit. Chit is a word implying consciousness. Pure knowledge. And where can you go and search for pure knowledge? Pure consciousness, Chit, has to be recognized as what? The Sat, Hat, has to be recognized in terms of its nature of consciousness. Sat has to be recognized in terms of its nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And that's why we need Shastram. Why do we need Shastram? If we can ourselves understand all these problems, there's error in your perception of the world. How do we know? We don't even know, we do not know. How can we know? Shastram, every step, even to understand the fact that there is error in my perception and there is ignorance of what is. Therefore, I need to know what is. I should know what is, thereby I should know there is error in my perception, correct error in my perception. I have to see, thereby error caused problems have to be resolved. That is why Shastram, Pramanam. See, the same Shastram tells you that Chit Sat is to be, Sat is available for recognition only in terms of its nature of knowing. Only as the Swarupam of the individual, which means available for you to know as your own real nature. That is when we call it Brahma Jnanam, is what? Atma Jnanam. Because essential, the what is happens to be only truth. What is the truth. What is the reality. The reality of everything is one and the same. Where should you search for? Where can you recognize? Who teaches us? Only Shastra, Shruti alone tells. Why can't I know what the true essential nature of individual by knowing the essential nature of the universe? Ulta. Why can't I reverse? By knowing the truth of the world, I want to know the truth of myself. No. Truth of a whole has to be recognized only as truth of yourself. There's no way. You can't come from here, okay, from there to here. You have to go from here onto the world. That's why it made very clear in your own mind. Why? Because you are actually the knower. And that is where you understand the perception of the world means even there's error in perception of yourself also. The twofold errors. Error in the perception of yourself is error in perception of the world. The error in the perception of the world has to be corrected. The error in the perception of yourself must be corrected. It means you must know what you are. Do not know what you are. That is why the seeing what you are, knowing what you are itself is what? Simultaneously correction of error in your own perception of yourself. And there is a correction of error in perception of the world also. When the error is resolved, all the problems. Somebody asked me this morning about emotion. I said all impurities will resolve. Why there are impurities in the mind, individual mind? All impurities are expressions of the fundamental problem caused by the erroneous self-perception. Error-caused problems. Error-caused fundamental problem. Fundamental problem caused impurities. Okay? So once ignorance is resolved, by knowing what you are, you can see what is. Knowing what you are, what I am, is in fact seeing what is. In seeing what is, all the when the error is corrected, error caused problems will resolve. Whatever you say, all impurities, everything will resolve simultaneously. How? Within no fraction of a second, the fear resolves. As soon as the snake resolves, when you see what is rope, all your problems also will resolve. Afterwards, what experience do you need? Nothing. So for moksha, jnanam itself is enough. Jnanam need not be combined with any action. Now you understand what I'm saying? Example is very clear. No action needs to be combined with the jnana. No special effort is required for freedom, which means knowledge itself is everything. This is what is the main teaching. But because Vedashastram prescribes karma also, some people find it difficult. Why can't we combine karma and jnanam to attain moksha? Jnana karma samuchayavadis, they have the problem. Why can't I combine karma and jnanam for moksha? So we say we need only jnanam for moksha. Okay, the problem is caused by error, and the error is caused by ignorance, for which knowledge alone you need. Then the question comes, then why does Shruti prescribe karma? Why there is something called karma? Pravritti margaha? Why there is karma kandaha? Why the practice of upasanas are prescribed? Why upasana kanda? Why karma? Why performance of rituals? Why do we need all these things? And that is where it is said, because this jnanam needs, his knowledge of what is abstract knowledge. The truth itself is abstract truth, subtlest reality. An understanding of this fact, isn't it? It is very, very subtle. And where should the knowledge rise? Knowledge has to rise in the mind only, for ignorance to resolve. The subtlest. Therefore, for moksha, what you need is only jnanam. But this, for this instrument of knowledge to be capable of having the vision, for having this knowledge, for this knowledge to rise, mind needs to be subtle. The mind, gross mind, has to become subtle mind. Okay? Gross mind has to become subtle mind for the knowledge of the subtle reality to rise. Mind becoming subtle means mind becoming pure and steady. See, where lot of fear, anxiety, angry, anger, no, too many passion and disease, all those things, that mind is a gross mind, rough gross mind. The calm, serene, tranquil mind, which is not disturbed by impurities, is the subtle mind. Non-distractable mind. The non-distractable mind is a steady mind, which is relatively pure mind. Relatively pure mind. Otherwise, emotions naturally rise. We are helpless. So, mind will be distracted. This gross mind has to become subtle mind. For the mind to become subtle, there must be purity. There must be steady. Relatively, mind must be pure. Relatively, mind must be steady. It should be non-distractable mind. For that, Shastram says, do karma. So what is karma prescribed for must be very clear. So karma is important. Without converting your gross mind into a subtle mind, how are we going to discover this truth? Understand? For the subtlest knowledge to take place, the mind has to become subtle, and for which no way of preparing our mind, for which karma is been prescribed. Is it clear? So what is for what must be clear. Well, first do karma, and there again, doing karma is done. Whatever karma has to be done, all those karma must be performed knowing the purpose. What am I doing this karma for? What am I asked to perform karma for? What am I asked to do any karma action for? So performance of karma, performance of an action is for converting the gross mind into a subtle mind. And conversion of gross mind to subtle mind is for having the subtlest vision of the subtlest truth, which itself is freedom. You cannot say, let me discover truth first and come back and do karma. You cannot do that. Is it clear? What should be followed first? What should be followed next? There is no way of, no, let me follow karma kanda later on. Let me first follow jnana kanda. No. You can't say that. Let me go and sit in 10th standard class first. Let me finish those subjects first. Pass. Then come back to LKG. Can you say that? No, first, which class you should go to first, enter into first. Enter here and gradually you should go to 10th standard. You can't let me get my degree first and come back and do school education. How can you do that? To go to university, you must be prepared to understand what is being taught. You must enter the school first. You can't change the order. Like that here, entering into karma, how important is entry into school, tell me. Can you undermine it? Can you say it is useless? Found it very important. That's why nothing is unimportant. Get the point? So you enter into karma, okay, and perform. Do. But how you should do, that's also taught. And there comes dharma, emphasis on dharma, emphasis on disciplines. Isn't it? Everything comes. Then karma will prepare your mind in due course of time. Once karma you are prepared, then jnanam is possible. When jnanam is there, the whole perspective changes. That is why, not simultaneously. This is the simplest and the easiest way of making you understand why we need not, cannot combine karma and jnanam. They must be followed simultaneously, sequentially. First do karma, prepare the mind, have jnanam, discover freedom, be free. Okay? And discover your freedom, it makes the life complete. Suppose after discovering moksha, what should I do? The very question will not rise. The question will resolve. Okay, there won't be any question afterwards. The question will come only before discovering. After discovering what? Nothing. Afterwards, what should I do? What is the need for you to do anything? Understand? This is the teaching. Combination, jnana karma samuchaya is not possible. But karma is a must when to begin with. Should culminate in jnanam, which is freedom. This is what is the main teaching. I give a very simple example to make it very clear. So, that is what is taken for the Shankaracharya is going to explain here. Jnana karma samuchyavadi is problem. Because both disciplines are prescribed by the Shastram itself, why can't we do? So after knowledge, I want experience self, I want experience moksha, I want to go and sit somewhere and then close my eyes and some flash of light, something should be happen. Nothing will happen. Listen and listen and listen and listen. You can see how clarity will be enhanced. The people, so the whole world is interested in some experience, spiritual experience. And Veda Shastra is against it. Only clear vision. That's what you need. This is the simplest example given also. Okay. With this understanding, we have to start. And one more thing I want to tell you. In karma itself, mental activity meditation is Raja Yoga. Bhakti again, expression of devotion in the form of actions, singing bhajans, aarti, you know, all those things also what? Karma. Bhakti, devotion, meditation, karma, all three should be taken as, see, to emphasize each discipline within karma, they must have told, okay, practice meditation, do this. They are not many different parts. They all should be combined in one, under one topic, one category as karma. Bhakti, okay, this is, bhakti is a common element involved in karma as well as jnana. So meditation is a manasam karma. Any other karma is other activities. So that's why we must be very clear, there are not many paths also. Not many paths. There are only two committed lifestyles, two disciplines. There is no choice between the two. Should I live a life of sannyasa or should I live a life of karma yoga? Should I follow the path of knowledge or path of karma? There is no choice. Both have to be followed by every individual sequentially. There are not many paths. There is no choice between the two. Oh, I can take live a life of karma yoga and I can live a life of karma sannyasa. No. All of us need to go through both lifestyles sequentially. Is it clear? So with this understanding, it's all extra information I need not have given. I just wanted to make it very, very clear before I start the teaching. And here Shankar Bhagavatpada in his commentary quotes two mantras from Ishavasya Upanishad itself. 11th mantra and 14th mantra. First he quotes. And 14th mantra, both mantras are quoted here. Avidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyaya amrutam ashnute. This is one mantra. Now you know, every day we have been chanting this mantra, familiar mantras now. Avidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyaya amrutam ashnute. And another mantra also is quoted. This is the first mantra first. Here, avidyaya mrityum tarati. Means, mrityu taranam means becoming mentally pure and steady. Let us take that way. Mrityu taranam means mentally, becoming mentally pure and steady is mrityu taranam. And amrutam ashnute means, is not actually the knowledge here. It is enjoying the higher loka, benefits, enjoying the pleasures of higher loka, higher world. It is all within the realm of karma only. But here, avidya in this context means karma. We spent a lot of time in the class. Avidya means karma and vidya means upasana. Avidya means karma, vidya means upasana. And karma and upasana are twofold activities. And both come under the category of karma only. The two karmas can be combined. But what he says here, he takes this. Avidya amrityam tirtva vidya amrita mashnute. He takes avidya, this word vidya, he takes it as knowledge. And what is vidya? Vidya means upasanam. And upasanam means what? Devata jnanam. Another word is what? Devata jnanam means upasanam. Paramatta jnanam or atma jnana means knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of the truth is different from meditation, a mental activity. Just now I showed you. Sit and close your eyes and do something. That is mental activity. That is not knowledge. And meditation will not remove ignorance. No action can remove ignorance. Because ignorance, action is product of ignorance. Action being product of ignorance, action is ignorance friendly. Therefore, ignorance will not remove, ignorance will not remove, no action will remove ignorance. Isn't it? So here he takes this word vidya, vidya which means upasanam, which is a mental activity, he takes it as jnanam. Devata jnanam is mistaken for atma jnanam. Okay? It's first mantra. We have all explained in the class. Now move on to next sentence. Vinashena vrityum tirtva asambhutya amrutam ashnute. Again, Vinashaha in this context means Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha stands for upasanam, meditation. Vinashena means by practicing meditation. Asambhutya means karma, isn't it? There again, meditation and karma alone are combined. Or two, second line is, two meditations are combined. Hiranyagarbha upasanam and Prakriti upasanam. Two upasanams are twofold mental activities. Two meditations are combined and action, karma and meditation can be combined. But what cannot be combined? Meditation and knowledge, self-knowledge cannot be combined. Any other karma and knowledge cannot be combined. Basically, two meditations can be combined. Karma and meditation can be combined. But meditation or karma cannot be combined with self-knowledge. Is it clear? That's what we need to understand. So he quotes these two mantras from Ishavasya Upanishad. Then he says, the first mantra reveals the combination of karma and upasanam. Second mantra discusses the combination of two meditations. Iti shrutva, hearing these statements that vidya is combined with avidya and sambhuti, the Hiranyagarbha upasanam is combined with Prakriti upasanam, they mistake one for knowledge, one for karma upasanam. Therefore, iti shrutva, hearing these statements, we also heard these statements and we have got the answer. We have understood how it should be explained. We already understood the meaning of these statements. We have no confusion. But he talked about people who have confusion. Okay? Iti shrutva kechit samshayam kurvanti. Kechit janaha samshayam kurvanti. Some people do doubt. Some people have doubts. What is the doubt? Ataha. Okay, what is the doubt? Why should we not combine karma and jnanam? Why should we not combine action and self-knowledge? Ataha, therefore, Shankaracharya says, tan nirakaranartham. தன் நிராகரணார்த்தம் ஃபார் ரிமூவிங் தட் டவுட். பீப்புள் ஹாவ் டவுட், வை ஷுட் ஐ நாட் கம்பைன் நாலேஜ் வித் ஆக்ஷன். தன் நிராகரணார்த்தம் ஃபார் ரிமூவிங் தட் டவுட் தே ஷுட் நாட் ஹவ் எனி டவுட் அட் ஆல். தே நீட் நாட் கம்பைன் கர்மா வித் ஞானம் அட் ஆல் ஃபார் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் பாண்டேஜ். ஃபார் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் பாண்டேஜ், ஃபார் டிஸ்கவரிங் ஹாப்பினஸ், தே நீட் நாட் கம்பைன் கர்மா வித் ஞானம். ஞானம் அலோன் இஸ் இனஃப். நாலேஜ் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் இனஃப். Like what? Like how knowledge of what is rope itself is enough to resolve the error, to resolve the error caused snake, and resolve the erroneous snake caused fear. Error, is it? Ignorance, error, snake, and fear. All the four simultaneously resolve. Similarly here also, knowledge itself is enough for you to resolve error in your perception, resolve perception and duality, and error duality caused all your problems. So, tannivaranartham, tannirakaranartham, to remove that, for removing that, sankshepataha, Shankaracharya says very briefly. He is going to discuss only briefly. It is going to be a elaborate discussion for us. He says, briefly, sankshepataha, vicharanam karishyamaha, vicharanam karishyamaha, that is, no, we shall do the enquiry, means we shall enquire into this confusion, okay, so that we can resolve this confusion. Is he, this is how he begins. Tan nirakaranartham, to remove that doubt. What doubt? Some people samshayam kurvanti. Why can't I combine karma with jnanam? Okay, next. Tatra tavat kin nimittaha samshayah iti uchyate. Now it comes tatra, regarding that doubt. Tavat kin nimittaha samshayah, nimitta means reason. What is the reason for this doubt? Shankaracharya is going to say, first of all, why this doubt comes to you first of all? Why do you doubt that you want to combine karma and jnanam? Kin nimittaha samshayaha? What is the reason for such a doubt whether I should combine karma with knowledge for freedom? Kin nimittaha samshayaha iti uchyate. And he gives the reason. He continues. Vidya shabdena mukhya paramatma vidya eva. Kasmat na grihyate amrutatvancha. See, vidya shabdena, by this word vidya, the word vidya has two different meanings. One meaning is knowledge, another meaning is upasanam. Similarly, another, why should we not take, when you come across this word amrutatvam, amrutatvam means to absolute mortality, relative mortality, is it? Relative freedom, absolute freedom. This relative freedom also implied by the term amrutatvam. Absolute freedom also is implied by the term amrutatvam. Therefore, why can't we take this amrutatvam as absolute freedom? And why can't we take the meaning of this word vidya as knowledge? Why should we take it as upasana? it is the confusion. Because the word vidya also means meditation, they missed with it also means knowledge, they missed it. Vidya shabdena mukhya paramatma vidya eva. When you say, what is the primary meaning of the word vidya? Knowledge of the truth. What secondary meaning of the word vidya? Upasanam. Isn't it? Similarly, amrutattvam means what? Amrutattvam means moksha, absolute freedom only. But amrutattvam is also used to mean relative freedom, temporary freedom. Isn't it? Grihate amrutattvam cha. Nanu. That is called Purupaksha. Purupakshi first comes and tells. Okay. What is the reason for this doubt? The reason Purupakshi comes and tells. Purupakshi expresses his mind. Vidya shabdena mukhya paramatma jnanam. He missed here the word vidya used in the context of karma means upasanam. But this person takes the word vidya for self-knowledge, paramatma jnanam. Instead of taking the meaning to be meditation, he takes the meaning to be self-knowledge. And he takes the relative freedom to be absolute freedom. This is the confusion. The word caused a problem. In the Upanishad itself, isn't it? The word, same words are used in both the contexts. In the context of karma also the word is vidya is used. In the context of meditation also vidya is used. But giving two different meanings. This is the confusion, he says. And Shankaracharya says, Nanu Uktaya Paramatma Vidyaya Karmanascha Virodhat Samuchaya Anupapattihi Nanu. This Nanu, whenever Nanu comes, don't you know, already it has been made very clear. Shankaracharya feels like doing this one. Samuchayavadi, he feels like doing it, okay? That's what I see. I imagine Shankaracharya sits and talks to this Kurupakshi. Now sometimes in India, I don't know, here people can't do it. In India, the teachers into the student. Sometimes, not forcefully, but slightly they do this. In India, we can do. The teacher can really do. Teacher has say. Other countries, my God, we should not say do anything to students. No? Teachers should go and do namaskaram to students. Whatever is done in India, come diagonally opposite our place. Anyway, so here, I just imagine sorry, how Shankaracharya would really talk to this person. Uktayah paramatma vidyayah karmanascha virodhat samuchayasya anupapattihi means impossibility, untenability, untenable, impossible. He says, first shut his mouth. Impossible. What is impossible? What is not tenable here? Samuchayaha. Samuchaya means synthesis. Of what? Paramatma vidyayaha karmanaha. Upasanasya, okay. But not para. Devata jnanasya samuchaya is okay. Paramatma vidyayaha samuchayaha is not possible. Self-knowledge, knowledge of the reality can never be combined with karma. Like what? Knowledge of what is rope cannot be, need not be combined with any karma. Just now we saw. Why? Why cannot combine? Virodhat. What reason is what? Virodhat. Due to, because they are opposed to each other. Jnana, self-knowledge, knowledge of the reality and action or karma are opposed to each other. They cannot happen together. Is it clear? Why? No action can remove ignorance. If action can remove ignorance, then ignorance cause problem can be sorted out. Why ignorance cannot remove, why action cannot remove ignorance? Because action is product of ignorance. How? First we have to understand that. How? Isn't it? No. Now this is where you have to understand what is an action. Is not discussed here. Tomorrow morning when I come back, I'll start what is an action. Karma no hyapi bodhavyam bodhavyam cha. Remember this verse? The course of karma. What is this action first of all? If you understand what this action is, then you understand how action is product of ignorance. Once you understand action is product of ignorance, how can action, product of ignorance, remove ignorance? If karma cannot remove ignorance, how can ignorance cause a problem? Isn't it? If the problem is sorted out, it cannot. Therefore, they are opposed to each other. Therefore, they cannot be combined. First reason he gives. Already I have told you, explained to you many times before that they are opposed to each other. Therefore, they cannot be combined. He says one sentence. But here we are going to see. The rest of the Bhashyam will continue tomorrow. Okay, Bhashyam also will understand basic things. Today, in the beginning of the class, I was keep dragging slowly because this has to become very clear. Because whether whichever Upanishad you read, even Bhagavad Gita you read, these are all the basic fundamental facts. You must be very, very, very clear. Because people mistake sometimes. Oh, meditation is important, worship is important, prayer is important. How can you say that? You can't combine. I'm not saying we need all that. How can we grow? How can we become pure otherwise? No way. But for moksha, you need only jnanam. And for jnanam, you need only shravanam. Okay? Be very, 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 very 100% clear. Meditation will not lead you to knowledge. Meditation will not remove ignorance at all. What you need for jnanam is shravanam. Shravanam alone will help you remove your ignorance. Once shravanam, jnanam takes place, and after jnanam, you need meditation for assimilation, not for removal of ignorance. And before jnanam, you need this meditation to steady your unsteady mind, restless mind. This must be very clear. Questions?
Swamiji, can you please clarify knowledge, jnanam, is that after jnanam and self-realization? The difference between them.
You want the difference between knowledge and self-realization?
Yes. when one becomes eligible to take the path of knowledge, one is said to have knowledge, jnana, but still that person is not self-realized. For that you need to go through shravana and manana and
vidyasana.
So what is that knowledge, the beginning?
See, if jnanam itself is enough, after going through the discipline of shravanam, one must definitely have jnanam. Shravanam will gradually help you resolve the ignorance. Knowledge does take place. But after jnanam, then what is being done? Why mananam? Why nididhyasanam? I said, you can call knowledge a knowledge only when the knowledge is clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge. Okay. Until then, knowledge, we can't call it knowledge. Even the knowledge takes place, the knowledge is a fruitful knowledge. You can enjoy the benefit of knowledge only after you go through. Only the knowledge is very firm. And definitely knowledge takes place, ignorance dissolves after shravanam. But even then, because of long orientation, I told you, long orientation, we've been ignorant for so many janmas, and suddenly jnanam takes place. The study helps you see the things differently. And the teaching does not anywhere contradict your reasoning also. So you cannot deny the teaching because it doesn't contradict your reasoning. You accept the teaching, understand. And mananam and nididhyasanam are two other disciplines. Okay, two other disciplines. First, mananam is for if at all any doubts you have. Because very subtle, the teaching is very, very, very subtle. One person can come and tell you, you know, there are people who do say this. Upasanam, they say upasanam itself is jnana. The people hold on to this. Meditation, the different Visuddhadvaitam, not so many other schools of thought we have. So different schools of thought, people have different views. And they all thinkers, good thinkers. They are not ordinary people. All of them are equally great thinkers. They all put forth their arguments. When they say, if you are not exposed to all the teaching, you may not think much. Suppose then still doubts are possible. And again, the assimilation takes very long. Our own pratibandhas, our own papa karma pratibandhas will be obstructing our clarity. As I said, even this morning you saw about this, how pratibandhas, why even Upasaka was praying to the Lord. You know, even I have done what I should be doing. I have got enough punyam I have earned. I have done what I should be doing appropriately. In spite of that, something may obstruct me from enjoying what I should be enjoying. This is called pratibandha, caused by our own papa karma. So even in the pursuit of jnanam, here also we may have pratibandhas. You do the shravanam, you understand everything, knowledge also takes place, ajnanam goes, still what happens? Pratibandhas may be there. Somewhere something blocking your clarity. Pratibandhas may be there. That is why we also extra, we say, what we say is the mananam, to resolve the doubts. Mananam is not seen as some different discipline, it's a part of the discipline of pursuit of jnana. So all those three come under the category of one discipline called jnana yogaha. Jnana yogaha, the word yogaha means a discipline. You go through the discipline of pursuit of knowledge. And how do you go through? Do shravanam, understand, then again reflect on what you have already heard. Whatever you have heard for length of time, repeatedly listen, repeatedly dwell upon, reflect upon the teaching. Then definitely repeated listening is important. It's not just listening for some time and leaving it. So repeatedly when you reflect upon the teaching, and that if when you reflect, you will understand your own doubts. Your own doubts will resolve naturally. This is very secondary, because what is to be understood is very, very subtle. Very subtle teaching. It takes time for the mind to get used to, even to learn to sit in Vedanta class for so long. It's not an easy job. You're all able to sit because you're so well trained. The yoga practice, here the disciplined life here, the way of the lifestyle you live, the food you eat, and how all this training, you are trained, very well trained. So you're able to sit through the classes. People won't be able to sit through the class also. So what I'm saying, so mananam, actually repeatedly reflecting upon what you've already heard itself, when you repeatedly do it, when you do mananam, you will see how doubts resolve. Once doubts resolve, becomes very clear. After a clear understanding, for some more time, you need to dwell upon. Okay, this is nididhyasana. It's not for knowing, not for removal of ignorance. Nididhyasana is not for removal of ignorance. Nididhyasana is assimilation of what has been already understood clearly through shravanam and mananam. Nididhyasana will not remove your ignorance. You already know, you only assimilate what you already know through by practice of meditation. That is what is misinterpreted, maybe saying after jnanam you have to do something. Actually, until then you don't even consider jnanam. Only when you go through all three disciplines, then knowledge becomes firm, clear. That is when you enjoy the benefit of knowledge. In fact, being contemplative itself means being in meditation. Don't do anything afterwards. And assimilation will help you claim what your nature is. The perspective changes. Contemplation helps you change the perspective actually. And then, all three steps. And so here we prefer using the word self-recognition. Self-recognition. Why self-recognition? I'll explain to you in due course of time. Have you answered your question? See, that is why Shastra study will help you validate everything you are practicing. Everything that is being done. There are some people who think, oh, the rituals are useless, that is useless, this is useless, practice meditation. Don't pray, don't worship, don't sing bhajans. It's all useless. Only meditate. People don't have complete understanding. You have to really, that's why, understand the teaching. In the light of the teaching, you can validate everything, whatever you've been practicing. Everything is important. It's okay? Let's stop, Sanjay.
Om Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om